The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
Ed has a bagel in his mouth. He can't say anything.
He waved.
Hello. Today is Superman Day.
Really?
Superman that hoe.
Oh, my gosh.
Song?
Yeah. Superman that. It's episode 196, by the way. No, when I taught, I had an instructor that got so pissed at the kids because they had to think of themes for like fashion shows and pick songs. And that one song, Superman.
Yeah.
She's like, do you even know what that means? And she like went through the whole lyrics, and I'm like, I don't even think.
Isn't it something about like come on the
yeah,
back?
Yeah, coming on her back.
The towel is like a cape. So yeah, Superman that hoe.
And so she was just like, you kids shouldn't be listening to this stuff. And
kids,
I was like,
do you know that? I mean, it went over my head until I heard what it meant.
Right.
And I look back now and watch like movies I watched in the 80s. I never caught half of that stuff.
Today is Red
my
Rose
pleasure.
Day. Ed does not smell like a rose today.
I thought you said red nose. I'm like, no, red that's on rose. My birthday, and I hate clowns.
Red Rose Day.
Where's and then, our roses, Ed?
He can't even
coming.
Be nice to
I know,
us
that's what
right
I'm saying.
Now.
At least give
you
us
think
roses.
He's
going to
give us roses. Call your doctor day, which I thank God I have a doctor in my cell phone. Like, he's a friend, because I had
right,
a,
you wanted
I had
to buy
to
a house
him.
In Winnetka.
He's yeah, a, he's your friend.
He well, so I met him on a site, but we end up just being friends. Like,
and now you ask him for medical stuff?
The other night I did. I was like, "Are you awake? Can you help me?" Because he's like a family medicine. Like, yeah, so he's really nice. And then today is Loving Day, and I had to look into it a little bit more.
You
because,
hear that, Ed?
But it has nothing
today is
to do.
Loving Day.
He is not a loving person. So Loving Day, it actually commemorates a date in history when the Supreme Court ruled to disband all laws that made mixed race marriages illegal.
Oh.
So mixed race marriages were illegal up until 1967, which I find that's like crazy.
And it's not just black and white, right? It's like.
Right.
Like your parents could have been mixed race.
Maybe. Yeah. But I think they really focus more on the black and white, especially the southern states.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like the loving couple. That was their last name. They were married.
Oh, there was that movie.
Right.
And I didn't see it.
They were in a southern state, and they were told like they could either go to jail because they were married, or they had to move out of the state. So they moved to Washington. And then they were able to live there. But I like, well, you know, how shitty is that?
That's the craziest part is that was like 50 years ago.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago at all. And today's peanut butter cookie day. I brought bagels instead of cookies. Although I may just go and get some peanut butter cookies later.
Yeah.
It's also International Falafel Day. You don't like falafel?
I do. But whenever I think of falafel, I think of like farting. But I don't think they make you gassy. I don't know why. I just think of like being gassy.
Okay. Really? They're just, it's
I don't
like,
know what it is.
They're like little hush puppies.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Made out of seeds.
Well, what's that place up here?
You mean Halal?
Yeah, Halal Brothers.
Halal Guys.
They're supposed to have really good falafel.
Yeah, you should give them best. Another chance.
I haven't gone. Maybe we should go after the show.
Yeah, give it another chance. You won't fart, I
No,
promise.
I don't. I know that. But for some reason, that's the first thing
I
think
see,
of.
I can't go there and not get the.
The kefta?
With the gyro meat instead of the falafel. Mm. Just it's got the Mediterranean rice and it's gyro meat, and I just have it with onions and jalapenos and lettuce. And
oh, okay.
So good.
Jalapenos? Really? Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen those when I go to
I
Middle Eastern
I
want to
go
food.
There now. Are they on Postmates?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, but are scary. They open? It's in the morning still.
It's 11 o'clock.
And it's iced tea month. So
there you go.
I have my iced tea. I like iced tea.
I like Long Island iced tea.
Of course you do.
Isn't that like just all liquor and it just makes it look like it's brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's really no
and
in
the right
in
combination,
it
actually tastes like tea.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I used to.
And they will get you schnockered.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. When I would go to Bourbon Street when I was like newly 21, they had $2 Long Islands on Thursday nights. So we would always go.
Huh.
And that's what I would drink. And I would get drunk, but they were just like a pre-mix thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then during that time, I went to a wedding and I ordered a Long Island because I was used to drinking them. And it was like a real Long Island. And I was like, holy fuck, this is what it's supposed to taste yes. like. Like, I'm going to be drunk.
How many did it take?
I think like two.
And you were like, woohoo.
Yeah. Well, because
especially if they serve them in a hurricane glass.
Oh, I mean. Boy.
Well, sidetrack here does blue motherfuckers and green motherfuckers.
Blue motherfuckers. Wait,
so it's a Long Island with that blue.
Blue curacao?
Yeah. Like, oh my God. If I have two of
like
those.
A coconut kick.
It's like, good night.
My I'm one cousin, out. Maria, she's a little eccentric. She's kind of like It's Pat from Saturday Night Live. Like,
we don't know if that's what she...
Right, you really don't know because she wears like...
Very ambiguous.
Well, yeah, but she wears colors, so then you kind of know it's a girl. Like, she'll wear... I forget, like, what the type of hat... Well, her brother is gay, but she says she likes men. She's never came out of the closet.
Has she had a boyfriend, though, where you've seen
No,
her?
I've never seen her with a boyfriend. Hmm. But she... One day we were talking, and she said how many, like... blue motherfuckers she had one night, and she like somehow drove home, which is horrible.
That's really bad.
And she said she opened up her car door and it was winter, and she rolled out and just fell in the snow and stayed there. Like, she couldn't even get up. But she said there was another motherfucker that she told the bartender she needed a clear motherfucker, and he's like, what's that? She goes, water. I just need water. Like, she's crazy.
Well, yeah, those, especially because like a real Long Island, you can really taste all that alcohol in there.
Uh-huh.
But there's something when they put that blue, or I don't even know what the green one is, where it does, it makes it like more sweet or something.
Well, the green one could be apple pucker.
Oh, I don't know. Well, regardless,
I'll have to
try
one.
You drink it way faster, and it is strong.
I'll have to try it.
I don't know.
I had a little couple sips of a Dreamsicle martini last night. Ooh. That was really good. I think it's just like that vanilla whipped vanilla vodka with
orange juice.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, but it looked really good. It looked like a little glass of like a real Dreamsicle. But yeah,
they had fun drinks in Mexico. There's like a purple rain, but I never found out what exactly was in all of them.
I don't know. That made me nervous when I knew you were drinking at the resort, because I've seen so many articles about like the all inclusives that they brew their own liquor and stuff, and that it was actually making people so drunk they would like drown in the pools and
well,
it would be crazy.
We talked off the podcast.
I always
podcast.
Like to make sure it's top shelf.
Was it Tuesday when you were here? You guys were talking about a text exchange that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you were too drunk to remember.
I had read it, but I don't even remember, because Sunday we were in the pool. I brought my own mug, like an insulated one, so
that
it stayed cold.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfredo was hooking me up at the
Alfredo.
Swim up bar. And I was drinking Grey Goose.
Okay.
And soda. And then some guy was like, get a Greyhound. It was Grey Goose and grapefruit juice or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But I was drinking Grey Goose like all day long in the sun, in the pool, in that mug. So it was a lot.
Man.
And I'm sure at some point he was just like really topping me off, because I was just like, hey, Alfredo. Well, at one point they had like fun shots and stuff. And I had to stop. I was like, I'm going to throw up in the pool. Like, what would you do if they'd have to like clear the entire pool.
Yeah, it would be bad.
So I was like, you got to go. I like tapped myself out. I just got up, grabbed my pool bag, and went to the room. This was only like 5 p.m. on Sunday. And
you
then,
started at like 7 a.m.
I mean, you have to have like mimosas at breakfast.
Of course.
So, well, that
Mexico.
Was the day. It was also the day of the foam party in the pool. So, you
I saw your pics for that. Foam party.
Back to the 90s.
Well, I wake up, don't remember coming back to the room.
Oh,
I look
really?
At my phone and it says 7. I'm like, oh, that's p.m.? And Davion was sitting on the couch in the room then, and he's eating. He's like, yeah, it's p.m. He's like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm mad at the situation. I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, what happened? I didn't know he put his wallet in my bag and his phone. So I took everything to the room, and he was banging on the door, and I was like dead to the
world. Out.
Of course, I wake up once the food comes in.
Of course,
So
that's what he should have done. He should have just had food and like wafted underneath the little gap underneath the door.
Well, it was like, so like security came because he's banging on the door, and they're like, you just got to go get another key.
Yeah,
but
why
they're weird about keys.
Why didn't he just think about
it? He was
that.
Drunk too. But then it's like sweltering. He has to walk to the front desk.
And then
she's like, we have to charge you for another key. So he's like, I'll just bring it back. Well, because it's all inclusive, they're really weird about handing out a lot of keys for some reason.
Is the key like an ID? It wasn't that you don't have wristbands anymore?
They don't do wristbands.
Because last time I was at an all-inclusive in Mexico, it was wristbands.
Yeah. They kept asking the room number, but...
Of different colors, and they were good for like a week, or they were expire on a certain
day.
That's
what I was asking when we were going, like, do we have to wear a wristband? And they're like, no, they don't do that.
People start complaining about the tan line,
so then Davion walks all the way back. He's drunk. He's annoyed. He's like... The key doesn't work.
So he
doesn't even have his phone because his phone. He goes all the way back, tells her they have to reprogram it, goes all the way back because we're like in a completely different building across the resort.
Oh, yeah.
And those resorts are way bigger than you think. Yeah. That's quite the walk.
And the key works.
Nobody could bring him back on a golf cart. They have golf carts all over the place.
Yeah, there were like a couple times we ran into people on the golf cart, but
yeah, usually they let you hop on and take you from building to building.
He did not.
Oh man.
So then he gets in finally, gets his key, but then he has to bring that other key back.
Right.
And he's like, I just rolled my eyes and like tossed it to her. I was so mad. So then once he got back in the room, he ordered like in room dining because he was so mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And I was dead for the whole night. Like I drink Pedialyte packets and but it was the Grey Goose, and that's exactly why I missed all of your texts that day.
You think it was the Grey Goose or you think it was their shots? I've heard a lot of stories about their resort drinks that they have, that they're made with like grain alcohol that they're brewing or cooking right there.
I have a new rule where I don't do shots, and it's like, oh my god,
maybe it's some of the lower end resorts. But I don't think...
a nicer one.
And I wouldn't think a Palace Resort or an Iberostar or anything like that.
I wouldn't either, but I would never be too...
According to my Snapchat, that was not the first shot we did, plus drinking Grey Goose all day. So,
see, it's great. You were lucid enough to be able to use Snapchat and then go back and see what
the
hell you did.
Well, that's why I got a waterproof
day.
Case, because... I was had that thing in the pool. I like Snapchatted Alfredo.
I saw Davion
it's
underwater.
In a case.
Yeah.
It was the captain. It's in a case. It's okay.
Yeah. That's what, you know.
Well, it sounds like you had fun.
Yeah, but I missed your text and
oh, you didn't miss anything. It was just me bitching it.
I almost threw up in the pool, which would have been mortifying.
Like chum.
Yeah.
Oh, could you even
so nasty.
And that was like the big pool. I mean, this pool is huge.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Let's not find out.
Yeah. Probably the same thing like when people poop in the pool.
Ugh.
You ever been to like the community pool?
No.
And they're like, everybody out, and they gotta like I don't even
know.
Not
the scene from Caddyshack.
Yeah. That's... Not with the baby Ruth. It'd have been like give me...
Getting more than what I bargained for, I feel it inside, begging for what I wanted for, it's all in my mind, seems like everyone is getting more, always seem to have one foot out of the door, love and life, more and more, times have never been so unsure, I still have my thoughts and they won't go unspoken, turn thoughts into words, into actions, I'm broken. I never felt so many feelings at the same time, searching for that meaning I just can't find, mind's a lot, doing well, know it's hard to tell, controlling what I can, let the rest go, plant a seed and watch it grow and only smoke the best smoke, concentrated is the preference, ice and whiskey in the bedroom, just take a trip, have an adventure, find yourself a little good pleasure, never pressure, I know this world was nothing lesser than a blessing, live that shit and never stress it. Getting more than what I bargained for, I feel it inside, begging for what I'm wanting for, it's all in my mind, seems like everyone is getting more, always seem to have one foot out of the door, love and life, more and more, times have never been so unsure, I still have my thoughts and they won't go unspoken, turn thoughts into words, into actions, I'm broken. You see, I'm captivated, complicated in this lifestyle, the world is going crazy, I'm meditating, got my lights down. Roll one more just to wind down. Pour a drink to sink my sorrows, drown my fears and chase them highs now. Conquer the days and keep the nights wild. Tomorrow isn't promised. Let's be real, man, let's be honest. I'm a preacher, not a prophet, and I love to twist that chronic. Love to twist that chronic, taking dabs and gaining knowledge.
tried getting more than what I bargained for. I feel it inside, begging for what I wanted for. It's all in my mind. Seems like everyone is getting more. Always seem to have one foot out of the door. Love and life, more and more. I have never been so sure that what I see is the truth. What does that mean to you? I'm alive and well, and this song is living proof, living proof. What I see is the truth. What does that mean to you? I'm alive and well, and the song is living proof, living proof. Yeah.
Educated Fools from Baltimore, Maryland. I love bands like that. That's why I love playing music like this. It's just this random, brand new, six-piece band, just some guys trying to do something different. I thought it sounded great.
Yeah.
I'll have to look them up when I go to Maryland next spring.
Well, that song was brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Get headphones, earbuds, and accessories from tweakedaudio.com. Enter discount code BITCHES at checkout for 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty on everything you buy.
TweakedAudio.com. Okay, thanks, Tweaked. Tweaker. Okay, tweak. Now I'm going to sing more. Five things that Samandy likes. These are five things that Samandy likes.
I thought it
likes.
Was five things this week that Samandy's kind
of
interested
know.
In.
No, kind of interested in. Well, today is a rainy day in Chicago.
You like rainy days?
Say the word Chicago.
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 We all say it kind of different.
I say
in
Chicago,
though,
not
Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago.
I say ka.
Ka.
Ka. Ka.
Where'd we park the ka?
That's
New
Boston,
York.
Yeah, that's Boston.
Put it in my pocketbook. No, so today's rainy day, and these days are really nice for napping or having sex, but I have a feeling I'll probably just have
but you
a
have
nap.
To get up and come downtown because.
I don't
to
mind.
To do a show.
I don't mind.
We've been doing these shows on Tuesdays, and I've just posted them at the end of the day, and that's been great. I love that. But
well, yeah, on the way home, I was like, oh, that was fast.
I will be out of town on Tuesday.
Well, maybe you'll get to have sex or take a nap while you're out of town.
Somehow I doubt that. But
just swipe thanks, while you're there.
You get
swipe,
a, what
swipe,
do they call
swipe.
A lot
okay, you understand,
lizard?
I'm not anywhere near any kind of metropolitan area.
Are there any cute girls?
What do
in
truck
the
drivers do? They get like those. What are they called?
Well, you know, it's funny. One of the exit I get off to go to Pulaski, Tennessee for the exit, there was actually two strip clubs.
Nice.
There you go.
Be terrified to go in either one of them.
Speaking
why?
Of that, yeah, it's funny, you know, it's got Exotica these, this weekend.
They've got oh, these no, huge parking lots, and they're for you know for tractor trailers.
Right.
I can't even imagine the
how
kind of
filthy.
Oh my god, yeah.
I worked with a trucking company through my work. Like, they wanted to go through a rebrand thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, just looking up, because I didn't know anything about, you know, where do they pull in to sleep and stuff.
Like, truck stops or even
it's like a truck
Oasis.
Stop, but it's,
yeah.
like, also got showers and, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Iowa 80, you know, all those biggest, the biggest truck stops all have that kind
but
of
I think
stuff.
They were called lot lizards.
Okay. Nice
they're
name.
They're, like,
the
hoes
women,
that hang around.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the hookers?
Yeah, so go get you
lot
one.
Lizards.
No thanks.
Maybe I made that up, but it's something like that.
She might have a lizard up there.
I mean, I guess it's possible.
Maybe
you know,
because, like, the tongue?
Some attractive girls from Huntsville, Alabama are driving up or from Nashville going down, because it's, like, right between it. It's about 90 minutes either way.
Just go down.
You know
yeah,
the
don't
strip
say go down.
Club? You can get, like, a blowjob for $10
great.
Or something.
Super.
Maybe they won't have teeth down
my
there.
Kids yeah. go to the strip clubs all the time.
Here. Well, there are no good strip
well,
clubs.
Well, Joe
Chicago.
Goes to
there
the
aren't.
Admiral Theater.
Oh, well, if he had to pick one, I guess that would be the one to go to.
Well, they weren't 21 yet, so Admiral you can get in because
they
don't serve
they
alcohol.
They don't serve alcohol.
And then my oldest this weekend went to Lake of the Ozarks, and I was like, what state is that even?
Missouri.
And yeah. he's like, yeah, Missouri. And he kept texting me like they got there Thursday night. And he's like, dude, you can still smoke while you drink in the bars here.
Of course.
And then he sends me a picture. He's like, it's a cigarette vending machine in the bar. And he's like, I feel like I've gone back into time.
And next, a payphone.
Well, and he goes,
they had like the knobs. Was it like one of those where you
no,
pulled the
it looked
knob
like
out
just
or was it
the,
new?
Yeah, it looked oh. like the new one with the spirally thing. But he's like, this is just like Wisconsin Dells with all hillbillies. He's like, it is so
I've often
awesome
said that
here.
About the Ozarks.
Yes. I've never been there. So then they were supposed to go to the strip club last night, and I haven't heard from
well,
them.
Well, what's that show? It was just...
Ozark. Oh, with Jason Ozark, yeah. Bateman. Yeah. But he said it was really cool that it, I guess the whole lake, it used to be land, but then they dammed a river or something
in,
and
yes,
it flooded it. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I didn't know shit about it, but he's having a great time.
Good.
It's 100 and something degrees down there, yeah, right now. I'm like, well, it's cold and rainy here. So
that was what you like. You like this weather to have sex in?
Or nap. Okay. Yeah. And then number two, bralettes. I'm into bralettes.
Bralettes.
You're lucky. I bought a couple of bralettes because they're pretty. They're like lacy, but mm-hmm, they're not super supportive.
No, they're not really.
So when I wear them, it's like I can't wear it out.
Yeah.
Or I have to wear a bra under
why
it.
Wear
I always wear several shirts, but yesterday I was like, oh, I'm going to try this black bra with the wire, right? And like, it's one, you know, I've had it for a while. I've worn it. It's not like I didn't know all about it. Oh my God. By the end of the day, when I got home, I had welts under here from the wire just rubbing on me.
You're just not used to.
No, I had to put hydrocortisone.
Sounds
and
super
take
comfortable.
Oh my God. Ed,
listen,
it was
I only
horrible
can really wear wire bras. So this is my life. This is why big boobs are overrated.
Yes, they hurt.
And now mine are peeling from my sunburn.
Ed, just look a little longer, Ed. I have an article coming up
I
later that you're
boob
healthier.
Boob skin, I'm going to flake off all over your table, Ed.
Great.
Ed's going to put it in his coffee.
I'm going to shimmy my my boob skin.
So number three, I like renewed my love for comedy clubs last night. I went to Zany's in Rosemont. And
who was there?
On a date? Well,
yeah. It was Dobie Maxwell, and I'm like, I recognize that name.
Me too, but I don't know why.
I guess he's from Wisconsin, and he's done a lot of radio stuff, so he was on the loop for a little while.
That might be why.
Like for a hot second. But he was really funny, so if you ever have the opportunity to see him, he like talked all about like growing up and like what kind of lunchbox
you
had.
Hold on. So this was a date?
Yes.
I like the comedy club first date.
Yeah, we
was
went to dinner
idea
first. Yes, it was his idea.
So what are we thinking about him?
Well, the funny thing is I met him 3 years ago, but I just never went out with him.
Why?
And then he dated, I don't know, it just never worked out. And he ended up dating someone else. And he actually was really nice enough when I had that, remember I had that benefit for my girlfriend?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
He brought him and his girlfriend came to that benefit to like, so, you know, do the raffles and do all that. So I thought that was really sweet. But no, I haven't talked to him in forever because I'm like, yeah, he's got a girlfriend. I'm not going to bother
him.
So
he reached back out?
His birthday is May 25th. So on Facebook, I said happy birthday. And then we started talking. So
okay.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, finally, we'll go on a date.
He's a super cool May Gemini. I like that he picked a comedy club.
Yeah.
I don't know about the got another girlfriend now. Isn't dating her, and I don't know, something about that bothers me. But
well, no, he doesn't have a girlfriend now.
I know. Oh. But like if you guys were talking and then he just gets his girlfriend, he just like disappeared.
Well, I think we met on the dating site and he met her too. You know how sometimes you are talking to a few people at a time?
No,
and
I don't know that.
I guess, but then yeah. I also have that like, well,
but he never led me on, and
okay,
he dated her and it didn't work out, but we were always Facebook friends.
And how did the date go?
It went really well. He's
Yay.
A really, really nice guy.
Okay.
So I'm doing like my psychic told me.
The summer of Samantha.
To keep an
open mind. All right, what's
number
three
mind
on your list?
Oh, number. Well, that was number three, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, number three was comedy clubs. Number four was new appliances. I got a new stove this week. I got a new dishwasher.
Glass
although,
top?
No, gas.
Oh, gas. That's right.
My plumber ran gas
right.
lines, and I was like, well, I have other jobs. He's like, I'm retiring after this. I'm like, oh, was it that bad? He's like, no, my shoulder's bad. But the bad part was the
working for you forced a guy.
Oh,
into
oh
just,
my
to
God.
Just quit.
I know. He's a really nice guy, but he couldn't finish the under the sink. The hose from the dishwasher to under the sink because it was too big. I had to go and buy a pipe with a smaller nipple on it. That's what he called it. Oh my God, that was a pain in the ass to try to get done. I had like dirty, nasty sink water all over the place. I had to do a whole load of like
Ew.
Bleach. So I don't ever want to be a plumber in my next life.
No way.
And then number five, I already kind of mentioned it, but like having a friend that's a doctor that you can just text in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh,
yeah, I'm sure the doctors
yeah.
and nurses all love that.
Well, he's a really nice guy. And I just feel bad because he lost like quite a few. He lost a patient. He lost a couple of friends during the week. And I'm like, I think I'm having a heart attack. He's like, no more people dying. Like, go to the hospital.
Did you go?
No, I just went to bed. I took two aspirin and went to bed.
That a girl.
Well, I have a feeling it was the tight sports bra, too much caffeine. Like, I just have a, and it might have even been kind of an anxiety attack all mixed into one. So I cut the caffeine out.
You need a Xanny.
Yeah.
You know what? I have these little anxiety pills. I should have taken one.
Xanax?
No, they're called hydroxyzine. They're used for hives. That's what I used when my crotch was all like allergy reaction.
Lasered up.
When I had my hive crotch. So, but they're really good at like totally just chilling you out. So maybe I'll just take one of those today, even though I feel just fine.
And just nap.
Yeah. While we're talking about losses, I guess I'm going to bring it up now that with Kate Spade committing suicide and then Anthony Bourdain, like, you know, we never really know what type of battles people are fighting. And it may look like on the outside they have everything. Like, look at Robin Williams.
A lot of internal demons.
Right, a lot. And I honestly think that being famous and having a lot of money just makes it worse.
Yeah, and I also think that it's just way more common than people want to talk about, you know.
Right, right.
Depression. And
well, and it's just unfortunate that it takes like high-powered people to die for people to really bring it more to light when it should be something that's present every day. Like if you see someone that is looks sad or, you know, maybe even mentions it, you know, we should do something about it. So I, Ed,
sorry,
we're talking about suicide. So I just wanted to give out the suicide prevention hotline number 1-800-273-TALK. And you can call us at 312-508-3552. We'd be more than happy to talk to you too.
Somebody did.
Really?
Hi, this is from, sorry, strike that. That's Fred from Arlington. I got a question for you. Seeing as that you guys talk about a variety of different types of subjects, one that came up recently amongst my group of friends was, what was the one insult that one of your friends and or family members had hurled at you that left you completely shackled? What's the one thing that they called you sort of in jest that that left you kind of completely
somebody just
disarmed,
the word
like
moist
you had
on
zero
you?
Comeback to?
He actually did, no.
Great to hear your responses, because I know for sure that Steph's is going to be hilarious. Okay, very curious. Thanks, bye.
I made the mistake of telling Fred that
Fred is your friend.
Yeah,
you're special.
And he cooked me like dinner last night, and we had a little wine, and now this is what he's gonna do.
Nice.
What'd you do for Fred?
My presence is way more than
okay.
That.
Well,
she maybe showed him her peely tits.
Maybe this is you know, payback. Cause
no, I'm a very nice person. I made the mistake of telling the story of my brother once. We were arguing and my mom was there and he was like we were just going back and forth and he finally was like, shut up, Rocky Dennis. And I just like got,
oh yeah, that's the guy from
Mask.
yeah
Eric Stoltz.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just like completely dumbfounded. I didn't know what to say back, and my mom thought it was the funniest thing she's ever heard. She probably laughed for I don't know half an hour, so he thought it was all awesome. I'm like, fuck you, because like that's the meanest, rudest thing. And now every time I, like, actually I don't even have to bring it up. My mom will bring it up. Remember when they called you Rocky Dennis? And she laughs forever.
Ah, Paula.
So I told Fred this, and he thinks it's just as funny as Polly Walnuts, so.
And it, I mean, but you don't look like Rocky Dennis, so why would you have taken it so?
Well, it was just such a, like, we were going back and forth. And
came out of nowhere.
I'm not just used to, like, not getting the last word, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it was just completely like, what do you say to that? That's like Rocky Dennis.
So now you'll never watch the movie Mask again, and you don't really like Eric Stoltz, because even just looking at
up
him
your ass with
it.
Mobile gas.
I'll watch him in Some Kind of like Wonderful. That. I love that movie.
Yeah, he's a cutie for a little ginger.
Yeah, I wonder how he looks now.
Oh, I
that
don't
was
know.
Like
have
back
to Google him.
Eric Stoltz.
What? Yeah,
best Eric Stoltz movie is Sleep With Me.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Great movie.
Is it on Plex?
Yes.
Oh, who else is in it?
I'll watch that.
Meg Tilly.
Okay.
Oh, she's a cutie.
So it's an older movie.
Yeah.
As gingers age, though, they don't go gray. They just get like champagne colored hair.
Well,
so
I mean,
bet
look
you
at Prince Harry.
Cute.
Everyone thought when he was a little kid ginger, he was so ugly, and now he's
right.
The cuter one.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, I if Fred wants to know what
I do. I want to hear yours.
I was like verbally abused my whole entire life. So I don't know what I should tell you. I will say like
no one's ever called you Rocky Dennis, though.
No, but they've called me other horrible names. Like in grade school, apparently I like went to school in white suburbia. So just having a dark
apparently.
Tan, well, I did.
But you go to school in white suburbia.
There was like two black kids and maybe two Mexican kids. But because I tanned so well in the summer, as soon as I would get back into school, they would call me everything under the sun. And it was stupid because my last name rhymed with Redenbacher. And so they would call me Niggerbacher. They would call me Jungle Bunny, Spear Chucker, any derogatory word.
That's very racist children.
Yeah. Horrible kids.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I mean.
So now I don't really have tolerance for calling people names unless they're in traffic and they're driving like shit. But I just don't. Like, even when I fight with people, I'll never say like.
Has anyone like ever teasingly called you something and it just made you like, oh, fuck. Like a Rocky Dennis type insult?
Here's the synopsis. Read the synopsis aloud for Sleep With Me.
Six different writers wrote a scene each of this romantic comedy featuring the marriage and turbulent relationship of Joseph and Sarah, with Joseph's best friend Frank trying hard to cope with letting the love of his life marry his best friend. Featuring Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
Huh.
So this is totally an Ed movie.
It's a great movie.
The unrequited love.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is Ed.
Who's the other guy?
Chris Schaefer.
I don't know who that
is. I don't recognize that. No, so... No, and I don't think anything that's ever really.
And Quentin Tarantino had nothing to do with writing the movie. He was just—he was actually in it as an actor.
He was just one of the friends.
It was like a boring movie guy party goer.
I was just gonna say boring.
Yeah.
Is he? He's got like that weird.
He played the character very well.
Huh, yeah. Did he? Huh. I'll have to watch.
But it's like a cameo. He was just like an extra in one of the scenes in a party. Yeah.
And now he's got billing on the synopsis.
Right.
Interesting. Well, going back to our friends that have passed away, Ed, you sent a message yesterday that said Careless Whisper was playing at Dublin's.
Yeah, what the heck? It was like more than a couple times.
But you
there
didn't.
Was somebody in there. It was so weird.
Okay.
Somebody was trolling you?
Not me. They wanted to hear it. I'm like, why is this on again?
But that's your jam.
It's my guiltiest pleasure ever.
I think we have a show ghost now. Just Uh-oh. Saying. So one of my friends, and he loved the show. So every time we would do a show, we would like text me about like, why didn't you warn me? You're going to talk about this, like blah, blah, blah. And
really, you have to run show content past this guy now?
No. Well, because he was just funny. But he passed away in December, unfortunately, of suicide. So I haven't really talked about it. Cause it still kind of bothers me like
yeah.
Great guy. I don't, you know, you never know what runs through people's heads. So I was going through, I don't know if it's going to pull up.
You think he was trolling Ed with Careless Whisper?
I do. I truly do. I think that he had such an issue with like,
somebody played Careless Whisper. Somebody played a lot of Hank Williams. I'm like, what is going on?
So he really, we talked a lot about like ghosts and stuff because he was interested in the fact that I was in a haunted house. And so we talked a lot about that. And this is going back. Do you remember when Betty, the one girl, she was getting messages on Facebook?
Yeah, that was creepy.
From the dead girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so that bothered him a lot. And so he had sent me this message and it said, yeah, I got my shit together last week. I still have to file. We were talking about taxes. And he's like, how was my day? Well, gee, let me think. While doing some simple hand exercises in peace, mind you, I was listening to your show. Then I got scared, had the willies, and the hair on the back of my neck stood up. That story about the dead woman's Facebook message, would a little heads up, would have killed ya? Have killed ya? That was a message he had sent. Ed, how long ago was that show? That was like years ago, right?
Years ago,
yeah, it was
yeah.
a couple years.
I
was around them.
Yeah, but this is my old phone that I hadn't used since 2016. And I thought maybe I had music saved on the phone. So I plugged it in the other day to charge it. And I'm like, oh, let me read through some of these old messages. So correct me if I'm wrong, but when you text on an iPhone, right?
It's
the
blue.
Other person is gray, and you the other are blue.
Well, yeah, if you both have iPhones, if you're using
but
iMessage.
She had an iPhone.
If you're texting to a non-Apple device, it'll be green.
Well, so this wasn't green. When I turned my phone on, it was as if I texted this whole message, but this is his old message from like 2 years ago about the haunted messages on Facebook. The only reason it's green is because it was just blinking, like hit send, hit send, hit send. So I hit send and it didn't go anywhere. You can see it says not delivered.
It's because you have no service on that phone.
Yeah, but it's his message.
It's his message cut and pasted. Like,
and it's that specific message.
And you never copied it off the Facebook
app. Never.
Apple.
But regardless, never. Yeah, even what
here,
it's talking
gonna,
about.
We're just going to burn this phone.
No,
that's creepy.
No, never. I never, ever cut and paste. That's a message from like years ago. I would have never done that. So when I went and looked back. And, yeah, exactly. Well, the scariest thing is now you said the Careless Whisper songs. And the other day I thought I started at 12 o'clock at work. It was supposed to be a late start day. And I went to bed. I woke up. At like 3, went back to bed. And they say when you wake up at 3, it's because there's usually someone staring at you. And I've been waking up at 3 like every day. It's so weird. But so at 5, something fell down off of my dresser. No windows open. No reason why it should fall down. And I'm like, fuck. I had this weird feeling like I better check with my coworker to see if we really start at noon. Thank God, because we started at 8. They switched the late start.
And how did you not know that?
No one ever told me. Well, I work with a bunch of
great
assholes.
Scheduling.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, maybe this ghost isn't bad. Like Dan's
trying
just trying
out.
To help
yeah.
me out. But I think it's kind of funny that he's like haunting Ed now playing Careless Whisper at the bar.
I don't think it had anything to do with that, but okay.
No, I do. I truly do. Because he loved the show and he knew that that was here. Because he always said, what is Ed, half a fag? That was his thing.
So. All right, then.
Shake off your sex appeal. Skin tight, you wear it well. Perfected every stare, but you never look at me. You've got such mass appeal.
Noise FM and the aptly titled Keep Me in the Dark for the conversation we
were at. Keep Me in the Dark, yeah. So guess what? They submitted their music to RadioMisfits.com and they clicked on Submit Music and sent all their good stuff over, and Ed actually liked the song, so we played it. It's very simple to do. I actually passed out my business card last night to Larry, who was the room supervisor at Zany's.
In Rosemont.
Yeah, because they said he was one of like a real good hip hop artist in Chicago. So I'm look, we could use some hip hop. I don't know. He hasn't submitted yet. So
it was last night. Right?
Yeah, it was last night. So he was like, thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, we want to hear your music.
Better be good, though.
So Larry, if you get a hip hop jam ed by Larry, I don't remember what
hopefully
his last
he'll
name
be
was.
Smart enough to mention in the submission comments
of the hip-hop artist Lil Boom.
No,
but I like that name.
He made a song, Fuck Steph Curry, Fuck Steph Curry, Fuck Steph Curry.
Oh, really?
It's terrible. And it just, like, is talking shit about Steph Curry and, like, your daughter's ugly and, like, all this stuff.
Oh, no.
Is this guy, is it really LeBron James under an assumed name?
He's wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey. So he's just clearly a Kobe fan who fucked Kobe. But Fred kept singing.
Oh, and by the
night.
Way, all LeBron James fans,
yes.
The real 23 never lost
it
to the
was,
finals.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
Fuck you, LeBron James.
See, I wasn't following it. I wasn't following it. So who won? Did the Golden State Warriors?
They swept.
Them. Oh, good.
But LeBron didn't even shake people's hand. He just left as soon as they lost.
Oh, what a play.
Like, the rest of the players stayed out and, like, shook hands mm-hmm. and hugged. Nothing. And now today, I guess he's saying he had a broken hand since game one.
Sure.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's
got such
a bitch. Broken dick.
He made it to the finals 8 years in a row, and he's lost 6 years in a row. So go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring.
Wait, and didn't wasn't LeBron on the Cavs, right?
Yeah, he's on the Cavs right now.
Oh, but yeah.
Cavs, and then he went to... He
went to Miami,
he
right?
Took his talents to South Beach. End of quote.
Yeah. The decision.
Yeah, the decision.
Well, now I think they're talking about him going to Houston.
I'm sure he's being recruited.
I'm just so surprised the Ohio fans, like, embraced him again.
Oh, of course.
They all fucking hated him, but they hated him when he went to the Heat.
But then he came back and he brought a championship, so.
One. Whoop. I guess, you know, for Cleveland. Big.
But I love Steph Curry. I love Steve Kerr. I was just so happy. So happy.
Yeah, Steve Kerr. It's good to see that. Yeah.
And if you're interested in
back to back
an independent mm-hmm. Lil Boom hip hop artist, he has a song. That's
well, if he wants to submit it, I'd be happy to, you
fuck
know.
Steph Curry. It's on YouTube. It has like a million views.
Oh, so he's making some serious money off of it.
It's terrible.
All right. So I'm going to go back to our 21 first date questions. We'll do five
where,
more.
Where are we?
We're on number 11.
Okay.
So we've done 10. So we're just going to do these till we run out, like five per show.
All right.
So here's I think this is a really important question. Who do you live with?
Oh, that is a really important.
You don't know how many dates I've been on. Well, I live with my parents.
Or their wife.
True. I've had a few of those, too. Yeah. Well, we're getting a divorce, but we still live together.
Live alone.
Okay. So I'm not going to come back to your house and suck your dick if your wife's in the other room. Like, that makes no sense.
She was going to film it.
Yeah. She probably wants to join in. Number 12, are you close to your family or...
No, let's make a sex tape.
You're going to make a sex tape with your family or tell me who's in your family. So, I think that maybe the second question is a little more valid. Like, tell me, are you close to your family? I'm really not close with half of my family. So I don't know that I'd want to.
I am. I'm close with everybody in my family, but
yeah,
you're a little
I don't
different.
Know. I feel like I wouldn't like if someone said they weren't close with their family. Like, that would be.
Well, right. So I wouldn't want to answer that question because I know I'd be
saying,
judged.
So
on
I don't.
It.
Yeah.
But if they say, tell me who's in your family or tell me about your family, then of course I would talk about the people in my family that I really love. Like, I'm close to my cousins. I'm close to my sister. I would talk about my kids.
I was talking about my family last night and, like, stupid stories and how I recently pantsed my mom.
Polly Walnuts
and learned she doesn't wear underwear anymore.
Uh-oh.
And thankfully I was behind her. And then she started screaming at me that she doesn't wear underwear anymore, which is really weird as well. But
Paula going commando.
Oh, okay.
Really, I mean, I just said I was hanging with Fred last night. So he thought that was like the weirdest thing that I would de-pants my mom. I'm like, what? We pants each other all the time.
I think it's
the
different
Southside
for girls.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, like my kids.
Well, no, I would do it to my brother. I don't know if I'd do it to my dad. But like my family does that because I was telling him about one time my cousin, and this was only like in the last 7 years, giving my other cousin like an undie grundy and ripping the elastic off of her.
Well, no, I think in families, like my cousin Teresa that lives in Indiana she'll like shit with the door open and that'll be like a room full of people, the neighbor Ken from across the street.
Oh, that's
she's
weird.
Shitting with the door. No, open. Well, you weird. Can't see her because she's down the hall, but she's still talking to us while she's shitting. I'm like,
yeah,
close
I don't know
the
about
door.
A neighbor being there.
But my family, my kids do this bean dip. I don't know. It must be something they made up. Well, I guess you could do the balls, but they usually like hit under your boob and they go bean dip. And so I do that to my mom.
See?
Pretty
yeah.
often just because she doesn't wear a bra.
All the time. Yeah.
And I want you to do your horoscopes before you run out of time.
Ed doesn't want to do bean dip.
Well, so are you saying, Ed, these are not stories we should talk about our family on a first date?
Probably not.
I bean dip my mom.
So here's another thing for the dating things. We just have a couple more. Is there anything you don't eat? Or I don't know if I would say, are you a picky eater? But I would say, like, do you have any, like,
mushrooms, olives, and peppers.
Oh, my God. That's what I love on my pizza. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Not green olives, though. Black olives, I love.
What did you get on that pizza that day?
It was just mushrooms.
Mushrooms, and you fucking...
Just mushrooms.
You were ready to choke.
Well, sausage and mushrooms, but it was the mushrooms.
Disgusting.
I will honestly say, though, when dating someone, if they are like, I only eat pizza, spaghetti, and grilled cheese, like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I love going to restaurants. I love trying new things. I'm not going to date someone that's afraid of vegetables or, you know, refuses to eat anything but chicken. Like my sister's a picky eater and it annoys the fuck out of me.
That's gay.
the next one, do you smoke, drink, or do drugs? I think that's an important question. I don't want to date a smoker. No. I don't want to date a drug
user.
I'd
prefer not to date a smoker.
Drinking, I don't really care about, as long as they're not drinking 24/7.
Yeah, I think that's an important question. But would people be that honest about? Because if someone said, yeah, I drink, okay, I wouldn't care. But like, then I've dated someone who drank way too much.
Well,
so
I think
it
you
really
eventually
deter me
find
just
it
from
out.
Him answering yes. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, but I think if they said they smoked cigarettes, well, I only smoke when I drink. But if they're drinking all the time, then they're smoking all the time. Maybe you don't want to deal with that.
He smoked too. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yuck.
Yeah.
And
now
then
I think about
well,
it.
And on the dating sites, on the profiles, a lot of them will say 420 friendly, which that tells me they smoke pot.
Pot, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even.
You don't want
I don't
that.
Even go there. No, because. If I'm not high, why the fuck are you going to be high? Like, let's get to know each other sober. And then, you know, whatever. If I don't like you, then I'll get high and not deal with you. I don't know. All right. So, Ed, you want to know about your horoscope, don't you? It's a kind of a long one.
I really don't care. But
okay. Do you want to know
highlights? It's for June. So don't you want to know what June's bringing you?
Yeah. I think let's start with Ed. So do you want your love horoscope or your lifestyle horoscope? I have two for you.
Well, they're probably both.
I want Ed's love.
Paid. Okay.
Love is your focus this month.
Here's Ed's love. Yes. Love is your focus this month.
Okay.
Pisces always has time for love. But this month, it will be your one and only focus. Ooh, that's exciting. You'll find that it's all around you and you can't escape it. So it's better to just embrace it. Personally, you will have more love to offer a partner and your relationship will grow as a result of that.
Don't have one.
Well, here's the keep listening. You'll also see friends and family members being hit by Cupid's arrow and you will be very happy for them. If you're a single Pisces, you can still live a life that's surrounded by love. Focus on giving out love to everyone around you. That includes me, by the way. And you
that's
will attract
gay.
It
loving
back.
Loving dad.
The universe is behind your life, feeling like a real love story this month. So have faith that it can happen. I like Ed's. That's really nice.
We need some positive thinking, I think, from you.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever you throw out into the universe, it comes back. So if you're a negative.
You're going to meet a lot lizard. It's going to be like Pretty Woman. You're going to save her.
And then you're going to.
I see it all happening.
The lot lizard.
You're going to do it the back seat of the rental.
Exit 31A and I 65 in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to put it out in the universe.
All right, Steph, you want your lifestyle or your relationship?
Either or. Well, let's do lifestyle.
Okay. So there are tough times to work through this month, Gemini. That may not be what you want to hear, especially if it's your birthday month, which is now. But the one thing we can always count on for Gemini is to put a positive spin on a bad situation and make the best of challenges in order to learn and grow.
True.
Your horoscope for Gemini this year predicts that, in the June horoscope, predicts that quite a few areas of your life will be strained this month, including your family situation, career, personal ambitions, and social life.
Fucking awful.
That your mom now goes in commando. I think she's going to be pleased you put that out there.
As long as you didn't see the Gwyneth Paltrow commando. That's the thing.
Well, my mom doesn't wear a bra. Your mom doesn't wear underwear.
She probably doesn't wear a bra, too.
So although there are a few obstacles to overcome, this is a fantastic time to review how far you've already come in your ambitions and, if necessary, make a few changes to your overall career plan. Hmm. You may be surprised with how hostile somebody in particular is toward you, and this might make you feel like the world is crumbling around you, but remember that it's really not. It looks like things will end up working out the way you want them to by the end of June, so just hang in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
Do you have something going on at work right now or someone that's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But it's like always.
Well, just keep your head up and know it'll get better.
Yeah.
I didn't like Sagittarius.
Why? It just wasn't, you weren't feeling what they were putting out there.
Oh, what did it say? It said there's a backwards energy of ton of planets this month, so a lot of things are out of control. I like being in control, so I just wanted to ignore that.
Okay,
one.
Well, maybe you don't want to say it, but maybe you should pay attention to it because you can't always be in control, crazy.
Well, it says it looks like June will bring a few obstacles that will require a positive mindset and faith in yourself to get through. So other signs might not be able to pull that off, but Sagittarius can. So
I don't think that's bad.
I don't either, but I just didn't like
seeing. I always forget what we decided you are, though.
Sagittarius.
Where do you get these?
Online.
Oh.
Get the fuck off the internet.
All right. So, Ed, remember I said about you and boobs? Boobs, sure. Boobs. Because I said keep looking
Should
at stuff.
Should I show my feeling? Yeah. It's there not you feeling go. As bad anymore.
Just keep looking at her boobs.
What do you got?
What men see when they look at boobs, according to science, though. This is a science
like
one.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My date last night, he pulls out a pack of gum, and it's Clorets. Do you remember Clorets?
You'll make Clorets?
Yes.
The breath deodorant?
He works for a kind of high-powered person here in the city, like the whole family. And that's the only gum she'll chew. So he has to order it by the case for her.
They were just breath mints, but.
Well, so it's Clorets gum. And it made me laugh because he's like, there's chlorophyll in it. And then I did the whole. Yeah. And I go, chlorophyll, more like borophyll. And he's like, what? And I'm like, oh, please tell me you don't.
He didn't know it.
After I explained it, he's like, oh, now I remember. So. So this is science. Why would you want to chew chlorophyll though? Like, what do you think chlorophyll does for your mouth?
Is it like fluoride?
No, it's like chewing,
like if you chew peppermint
parsley. That's why you chew parsley after a meal, cleans your breath out. You're doing it to extract the chlorophyll.
Oh, whoever does that. No.
I'm going to have to ask.
That's why parsley is traditionally on a plate.
And
it's always thrown out.
Yeah. But that's why it's there.
They don't
place.
Make this gum in the United States anymore.
Probably not.
He said the last case he got was from Israel, and then this case is from
Mexico. And
that
was back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, but they still make it in these other countries. I'll just snag a pack, and we'll try it next time.
I've had Clorets. I mean,
I remember it, too, but it's been forever since I'd seen it.
Then Dentine started making the icebreakers, and, you know, that just...
I do the Dentine melon mint. It's nice. Like the natural one. I like that one. Okay, so what men see when they look at boobs, according to science. So size matters, but not as much as you think. The rumor that men tend to prefer medium to large breasts is true, but less sexually restricted men seem to care far less about size.
See, I have no sexual... I'm very sexually... non-restrictive.
So
you don't care about the size of boobs.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, Ed, maybe you're a rich guy. It says how much money you make may influence your boob preference. If you like small boobs, don't worry. You're probably just rich, one paper suggests.
I'm just confident in myself. I'm not rich.
Men with fewer financial resources gravitate toward larger breasts, while men who are more well-off financially tend toward the smaller ones.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, but then it's like...
Well, it says on a biological level.
Just in case they start kissing.
He is a boob. On a biological level, it says perhaps wealthier men innately sense that they don't need extra fatty reserves because they can just grab a steak dinner and call it a night. Mm.
Like caveman days.
Yeah. So if you don't want to stare, don't view boobs on an empty stomach. It said, don't worry. It's not because you'll attempt to breastfeed. It just is that boob preferences are broadly related to available resources. And then when men are satiated, they're less drawn to huge knockers. They also found that men who prefer big breasts tend to be more sexist than others. So hungry and sexist.
I'm just getting like the pick of the litter there.
Staring at boobs might help you live longer. That's why I said keep staring at her boobs, because you're already like behind the eight ball with all the other statistics, right? Single guys don't live that long. Ed, we got to get you a girl. Or stare at boobs more.
Lot lizard.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.